Come, my little ones, gather round. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Daggers in their eyes with cynical smiles. Where does the road start? Where does it end? Look into their hearts, can you feel their fear? Life ain't easy when no world cares at all. From the time their eyes gaze down upon the earth, never knew where their future would belong. Step by step and hand in hand they learn to fall. Promises we made meant nothing at all. So much joy to little. The world that we live in makes us so big. So little truth, so many lies. The road that we take.
My butterflies, do you remember we've been learning about the, all the prophets that Allah sent to this earth? Well, today we're going to learn about Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the prophets sent down to human beings. Like all the other prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam was a human being too. He had a story, and his message and his job was to call people towards the one Allah alone. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam are very important, especially in this week, or the Hajj week, and the Hajj time. In this time, all the Muslims around the world who have been called by Allah will go to Hajj. They'll perform the rituals and they'll perform their Hajj. Now, Hajj is compulsory for every Muslim, baligh, male and female, at least once in their lifetime. If they have the means and if they have the ability to go for Hajj, then everyone has to go for Hajj at least once. Now, if you perform your Hajj and inshallah if it's accepted, you'll come back as clean and pure as a newborn baby. My butterflies, do you have someone in your family gone for Hajj? Or is someone that you know gone? Or maybe your mummy and daddy or someone very close to you is gone for Hajj this year? If you do get a chance to speak to them, remember to tell them that while they're performing their Hajj, when they raise their hands and make dua for themselves, they must remember to make dua for you and make dua for us too. But without any further delay, let's go listen to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Allah sent the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even as a young child, Ibrahim was very wise. Why do you pray to something you cannot see or hear? He asked his father. Stones cannot harm you or bring you any good. But his father didn't want to hear. If you don't stop, I will stone you, he said, so leave me alone. But Ibrahim did not give up so easily. He waited until all the town people were away. He picked up his axe. Ibrahim had an idea in mind. He went up to the stones and smashed them into little bits. He placed his axe on the biggest stone and left it standing. It was all part of his plan. The people could not believe their eyes when they returned. Who has done this to our gods? They asked in anger. The big one did it, said Ibrahim. So ask them if they are able to speak. But they were just stones. Stones cannot talk. You know that they do not speak, said the people with shame. Ibrahim's plan was working. So why do you pray to them instead of Allah? Asked Ibrahim. Don't you have any sense? The people did not know what to say. Ibrahim showed them the truth in such a clever way, but they were too proud and turned away. "Let's throw him into a blazing fire," they said with rage. They prepared the fire for days. Its smoke and flames piled high into the air. The fire was burning hot. They threw the young boy in. "Oh, fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim." It was an order from Allah. Ibrahim walked out safely. The fire did not harm him at all. It was a miracle, but there was still much work to be done. Ibrahim left his town. He travelled the earth, moving from place to place. He called people to Islam, fearing no one but Allah. Ibrahim had a wife called Hajar. Her son, Ismail, was a prophet of Islam. May Allah bless Ismail alayhi salam. Ibrahim took his family far away to a desert valley. Ismail was still a baby then. There were no plants or signs of life around. It was dry and empty. Then Ibrahim did something rather strange. He began to walk away, leaving Hajar and Ismail behind. Hajar could not believe it. "Why are you leaving us here?" she asked. But Ibrahim kept on walking and did not reply. Hajar kept on asking, "Has Allah told you to leave us here?" she asked. "Yes," said Ibrahim. "Then he won't let us die like this." Hajar put her trust in Allah. The desert heat was beating down hard. Hajar and Ismail were all alone and thirsty. Ismail began to cry, curling up into a ball. Hajar could not take it anymore. She got up and began looking for water. She ran through the valley and up the hills, peering far and wide, but there was no help in sight. Hajar looked down at her poor baby in the middle of the valley. Something was happening down there. There was a spring, gushing with water. Hajar came running down. It was a gift from Allah. She scooped up the water and gave it to Ismail. Allah saved them with the miracle of the Zamzam well. The valley grew into a town called Mecca. Ismail was a young boy now, and Ibrahim came to visit him. That was when Ibrahim saw his dream. "Oh, my son, I saw in a dream that I was sacrificing you," said Ibrahim. "So tell me what you think." It was an order from Allah, and it had to be done. But Ibrahim loved his son dearly. "Do what Allah has ordered you to do," said Ismail. He never let Shaitan get in the way. Ismail always did what Allah likes. Ibrahim laid his son down. It was not an easy thing to do. He raised his knife and sliced it down. It was all over. They passed the test and did what Allah said. Allah saved Ismail and put a sheep in his place. There was no need for him to bleed. Shaitan's trick did not work with Ibrahim. He followed the truth and did what Allah likes. So Allah took him as a close friend. Ibrahim won in the end. Allah told Ibrahim to build the Kaaba in Mecca. Ismail helped his father too. It was the first house made for people to pray to Allah alone. Ibrahim called the people to visit the Kaaba. There was no one around at that time, but Allah made the people answer the call. "So many people come to Mecca to make Hajj today. They come from every land, far and near. They come riding, sailing, and flying in on planes. Every journey, no matter how long, must come to an end."
A blinding flash of white light lit up the sky over Gaza tonight. People running for cover, not knowing whether they're dead or alive. They came with their tanks and their planes, with raging fiery flames. Just a voice rising up in the smoky haze. "We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn out our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight." Women and children alike, murdered and massacred night after night, while the so-called leaders of countries afar debated on who's wrong or right. But their powerless words were in vain, and the bombs fell down like acid rain. But through the tears and the blood and the pain, you can still hear that voice through the smoky haze. "We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn down our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight."
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. On the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, actions are but by intention, and every man shall have but that which he intended. Thus he whose migration was for Allah and His Messenger, his migration was for Allah and His Messenger. And he whose migration was to achieve some worldly benefit, or to take some woman in marriage, his migration was for that for which he migrated. Related by Al-Bukhari.
Khidmatul Awam Pilgrim Services. Call our KZN office on 031-207-4410. Khidmatul Awam, making Hajj and Umrah possible at affordable prices.
Daggers in their eyes with cynical smiles. Where does their road start? Where does it end? Look into their hearts, can you feel their fear? Life ain't easy when no world cares at all. From the time their eyes gaze down upon the earth, never knew where their future would belong. Step by step and hand they learn to crawl. Promises we made meant nothing at all. So much joy to let on. The world that we let in makes us so vain. So little truth, so many lies. The road that we take is a fool's paradise. Open your hearts and see their view. The road they own is poverty and need. So many cries, so many tears. Happiness is sadness coincide within their lives. Keeping them at bay at the barricades. When does our conscience begin to see that this is an injustice Allah has decreed to safeguard against all poverty? Ya al-Jalali wal-Ikram, as'aluka bismika al-Azim al-A'lami al-Tarzuqani رزقا واسعا حلالا طيبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. So much joy to little me. The world that we live in makes us so vain. So little truth, so many lies. The road that we take is a fool's paradise. Oh, no.